Sean swirled the last dregs of his beer around in the bottom of the bottle. The numbing blanket of alcohol had descended around him, a welcome buffer between him and the world. How many drinks had he drunk tonight? Maybe 5? Or even 6? He'd lost count after the third. He should probably switch to water and then head to bed. He had an early shift in the morning. That meant getting up at 7. Fuck it. He'd started early and it was only 9 o'clock. One more wouldn't hurt. He drained the bottle, heaved himself out of the armchair, and navigated unsteadily towards the living room door. "Need more beer," he mumbled, then much louder, "Ow!" That was his shin on the coffee table. He stooped to rub it and nearly lost his balance. "Are you sure about that, Shawnee?" Jez asked mildly. Sean raised his head and glared at him belligerently. Jez was all cuddled up with Mac on one of the large sofas. Their hands were laced together on Jez's thigh, and they both looked so fucking smug and happy. The sight of them made something ugly twist in Sean's stomach. "Fuck off," he said. Jez shrugged. "You'll thank me in the morning." Sean ignored him and went to the kitchen to get another beer. Jez wasn't his mum, and Sean could handle his beer. His job wasn't exactly challenging, and it wouldn't be the first time he'd done it with a hangover. He'd done that far too many times since he started working there in July, but whatever. Back in the living room, he threw himself into his armchair again. The TV was on, showing an old episode of Prison Break, but Sean wasn't paying attention to it. Sunk in a black hole of despondency, he gazed surreptitiously around the room at his housemates instead. Jude, one of the new guys who'd moved in last month, sat in a corner of one of the sofas doing something on his phone, his dark curly head bending low and the glow of the screen lighting up his angular features. Sean wondered what he was doing. Probably hooking up on Grindr or something. That twist of discomfort flared in his gut again. He knew he shouldn't care. It was none of his business. But the idea that Jude might be planning some hookup with some random guy lodged in his consciousness like a stone in the shoe. Maybe it was just because Sean was single again and would have to get back to hooking up if he wanted any action. The idea of being back on Tinder wasn't as appealing as it should be. Sean turned his attention to the other sickeningly happy couple in the room. Ewan wasn't technically one of Sean's housemates. He lived next door, but he might as well have moved in for the amount of time he spent there with Dev. Ewan had his arm around Dev, and as Sean watched, he turned his ginger head and murmured something in Dev's ear. Dev turned to look at him and they exchanged a soft smile. Then Dev pressed a kiss to Ewan's lips, which lingered long enough to make Sean uncomfortable. Irrational anger bubbled up, spilling out of his mouth before he could hold the words back. "For fuck's sake, can't you save that for your room?" Dev pulled away quickly, his cheeks flaming. "Sorry," he muttered. Ewan glared at Sean. "What's your problem?" Sean shrugged and glared back. "I just don't need to see it, that's all." "Well, the television's over there, so stop fucking looking at us if you don't like it. It was just a kiss. It's not like we're blowing each other on the sofa or anything. Jesus." "Ugh, and thank you for that mental image." Sean did a mock shudder. "Whoa, Sean, what the hell's wrong with you tonight?" Jez's voice cut through Sean's drunken, angry haze, and he realised that all eyes in the room were on him. He caught Jude's gaze, curious and assessing, and flushed at the unwanted attention. "You should be used to it by now," Jez continued. "You've lived with me and Mac long enough, and I've totally caught you groping Beth on the sofa before. You don't get a free pass for living room shenanigans just because you're the only straight couple in the house since Danny moved out." That was the spark that ignited Sean's anger past the point of no return. "Yeah? Well, maybe I'm just tired of being surrounded by all the gay in here. I never signed up for this when we moved in together." He stood, sloshing beer out of his nearly full bottle and onto the carpet. "I don't have to like it." "Feel free to find somewhere else to live then." Even Jez, who was rarely moved to anger, sounded pissed now. "Yeah? Well, maybe I will." Sean stormed to the door, careful not to ruin his exit by walking into the coffee table again,